This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them every Friday and Saturday at the Reagan Building here in Washington and online at capsteps.com. And Elena, I can't imagine what story you've been following all week.
Have you heard any good Osama bin Laden jokes? I mean, I guess the only ones we're using in our show is you know, Donald Trump is demanding to see the death certificate, of course. And there is a rumor that they delayed the capture until after the royal wedding because they didn't want to compete for news coverage.
That's probably true. The networks had so much invested in that, they probably wouldn't have broken away. The one I got a kick of was this fake bin Laden Facebook post. It was, be right back, someone's at the door. That was his last Facebook post.
I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who said he's not on Facebook anymore. He's on Shot in the Facebook.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
It's not going to be too long before they get old, I guess, but we'll enjoy them for now.
Yeah, I know. You've got this one section, even the president does this a little bit, although I think he's obviously happy bin Laden's dead, is that there's they get a little bit squeamish that there's like a celebratory tone, and, you know, I understand that to some extent, but also I understand that it's been 10 years since this guy has been terrorizing this country, and even
right.
longer than that, so I think a little bit of celebration is in order.
I think it's okay. One of the things they keep running too on the news is all the different reporters that are getting Obama and Osama like flipped in there, you know, when they say the names.
Exactly.
And so you don't want to announce that the wrong person is dead or that, you know, whatever. So I remember back when the campaign first started and the name was an issue for our now president, that we wrote a song about the whole confusion about the name. And I guess we have that to play today.
Absolutely. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm running for president. But tonight I'm here to talk about the somewhat unusual nature of my name. I know that there are some people out there who think that a politician should have a more traditional American-sounding name like Mark Foley or Larry Craig. Or even my cousin Dick Cheney. I'd also like to address the fact that my last name is similar to the first name of a man who has declared himself to be an enemy of the United States. And to that end, I thought it'd be a good idea if you saw us both in the same place at the same time, so you could see how very different we are.
My beard is black, my robe is white, my videotapes can give a fright.
And I'm half black, and I'm half white. Obama is Irish, not Islamite.
He's freakishly bright. I've got the bounty on my head.
It looks like bounty towels instead on your head.
The world is black, I'm filled with rage. You'll find it on my new MySpace page. I live in caves.
In the US, we give cavemen sitcoms on TV. Hey, don't you see? If you had a sitcom like those Geico cavemen, you could hide out someplace where no one would ever see you. On NBC.
Elena, you know, throughout the week, I've been referring to Osama bin Laden just as bin Laden to avoid that tongue twister, because there was a local TV reporter for the Fox affiliate here who reported that Obama was dead. That's not a good way to...
it really is not.
Yeah.
Really.
Try to avoid the tongue twisters if you can.
We'll have a song. We have a new song we're debuting this week to the tune of "Under the Sea" about his final resting place. So we'll have that for you next week, hopefully.
Well, very good. I'm sure you'll have a very festive crowd, not only for that one at its debut, but this weekend, as always, at the Reagan Building. Elena, great to be with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, the star of The Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com and get a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.